This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in New Delhi on a state visit to India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received President Putin at the airport. Kremlin has welcomed Prime Minister Narendra Modi's unexpected gesture of personally receiving Russian President Vladimir Putin on his arrival at Delhi Airport yesterday. Talking to media on the Russian President's historic visit to India, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said, "It is a symbol of a growing and strategic friendship between the two countries." Prime Minister Modi said in a social media post he was delighted to welcome his friend President Putin to India. He added that India-Russia friendship is a time-tested one that has greatly benefited people. President Putin will be accorded a ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan today morning. The visiting dignitary will also pay his respects to Mahatma Gandhi by laying a wreath at Rajghat. Prime Minister Modi and President Putin will hold talks at Hyderabad House today. Both leaders will exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed following the talks, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. President Draupadi Murmu will host a banquet in his honour. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said India-Russia ties continue to deepen despite global uncertainty, describing Russia as India's time-tested special and strategic partner. He said this in his opening remarks while co-chairing the 22nd India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation ministerial meeting with his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov in New Delhi.
Excellency, economic side for...
We welcome the successful holding of the 26th meeting of the India-Russia Working Group on Trade and Economic Cooperation in Moscow last month and commencement of negotiation for a free trade agreement with the Russia-led Eurasian Economic Union. We were also eagerly awaiting the visit of His Excellency Vladimir Putin, President of the Russian Federation, to India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit, which has been fulfilled today. I believe this Leaders' Summit will further strengthen the special and privileged partnership between our two countries.
On the sidelines of the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit, Minister of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Rajiv Ranjan Singh, held a bilateral meeting with Russian Agriculture Minister Oksana Lut in New Delhi yesterday. The Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying informed that during the meeting, both the sides discussed mutual trade in fisheries, animal and dairy products, resolving market access issues and fast-tracking establishment listings for exports. Meanwhile, Russia's Agriculture Minister Oksana Lut also informed about Russia's readiness to cooperate in fisheries, animal husbandry and dairy sectors, building on the successful history of agricultural collaboration. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, held a review meeting with Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu, along with senior officials from the Ministry of Civil Aviation and IndiGo's top leadership after the airline reported major disruptions across its network since late November 2025. The airline has been cancelling around 170 to 200 flights per day, far above normal levels. During the meeting, the minister criticized the manner in which the situation has been handled by the airline. He added that ample preparatory time had been available to ensure a seamless transition to the new regulatory requirements. The minister further directed the airline to urgently normalize operations and to ensure that there is no increase in airfares due to the current situation. Under Operation Sagar Bandhu, a 65-ton Bailey bridge was transported to Colombo, Sri Lanka, to restore essential connectivity in the cyclone-affected region. In a social media post, the Ministry of Defence informed that Mi-17 V-5 helicopters delivered 6 tons of relief material and evacuated 24 survivors. Indian Grandmaster Arjun Ergyasi has claimed the Jerusalem Masters 2025 title, defeating former world champion Vishwanathan Anand in an all-Indian final. And the India Meteorological Department has forecast severe cold wave in Punjab, Haryana, Eastern Rajasthan and Jharkhand for the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.